Don't be frightened.
This is a dream, right?
Why don't you try thinking about something else? See if I go away. Close your eyes, why don't you? I'm still here, Kate.
This is a joke. Someone has set you up to do this.
Why would I do that? Why would I want to frighten you after everything you've already been through?
Go away.
You're the only one I can speak to. I tried Alicia and my parents, but they're all in too much pain, and if I speak to them, it could throw them over the edge.
Please, just leave me alone. I'm trying to forget you.
You can't think me away, Kate. I'll never go away and you'll never forget me.
I will. I already have. I know this isn't real. I know that you're just my dream, and as soon as I wake up, everything will be back to normal.
Why haven't you thrown away the jacket, Kate?
Which jacket?
The jacket that Sean gave you. Why are you keeping it?
I did throw it away.
I know that's what you told him, but you're talking to me, remember? And I know everything. Why didn't you throw it away? Are you thinking that you might have to show it to somebody one day?
No. No, I never show it to nobody. I made a promise.
A promise sealed in blood. I know. But it still doesn't answer my question. You kept that jacket under your bed. Whether you know it yet or not, but you're thinking you're going to have to show it to somebody.
That's a lie!
Ever since it happened, you've been feeling less in love with Sean. But you don't want to own up to it. He isn't like you thought he was, is he? From afar, when he used to come and buy stuff from your store, all you saw was the way he looked. You liked the way he ruffled his hair with his fingers. You thought he seemed so cool and self-assured, and you thought that he could give those things to you because you think that you haven't got them. And now you're not so sure, are you? You realise that he isn't anything like you imagined he would be, but you can't own up to it yet because you're still believing in the dream. Because you still believe in the fantasy.
Don't tell me you can read my mind. You're just like weird boy.
Don't forget, Kate, I've been with you ever since that night. I've been a real guardian angel to you. Every night when you go to sleep, I climb in there and I watch over you. I can almost read your mind because all your dreams are on your face, Kate.
Oh, piss off and leave me alone. Why can't you just let me sleep?
You are the only one I can talk to.
What do you want from me?
You know what I want.
I made a promise.
My A-level results came last week, Kate. My dad saw the envelope drop on the floor and he picked it up and hid it. He didn't tell my mum that they came, and he still hasn't opened the envelope. He's terrified that I might have failed. See, if I failed, then it would be an even bigger blow to him, as though fate had it in for him. But if I passed, then it would be even worse, because he'll be devastated thinking about what I might have been. I needed 3 C's to get on that arts course. I want you to speak for me, Kate. I want you to tell them what happened to me that night.
No.
Then my life will just be worthless. My death will be worth absolutely nothing.
I'm trying to put all this behind me.
You'll never put me behind you. You'll never forget me, Kate. I can see you now. A grandmother. You live quite a life. And you'll be respected and loved by everyone who knows you. But despite all the things that you've done with your life, all the good and bad things that you've been through, you still can't forget me. You'll go to your grave with my image on your memory. You'll never forget me.
I have. I've forgotten you already. I know that this is just a dream. I'm going to close my eyes and think about something else, and I'll open them again and you're going to be gone.
I'm still here, Kate.
You bastard. You're spoiling everything. You're ruining my whole life. You just don't understand, do you? You just don't understand.
Understand what?
I can't speak. I won't.
You have to. Who else will speak for me?
I'm in love with Sean. I can't let him down.
And what about me? My dad doesn't have to open the envelope for me to know what the results are. Being 2 C's. Not brilliant. I know. But it would have been enough, Kate. It would have been.